But we probably knew coming into today that it was do or die for us. You know, nobody wants to be in a relegation final, and it was probably something that was new to us this year. You know, having been in the semi-finals since we say got up to Division One. So today, like, we really had to dig deep, and you know, it's kind of a do or die game, and it's kind of maybe the first time in a long time that we've had that kind of a game. And look, overall, you know, girls are happy to say, you know, we finally put in some kind of a performance that we can be proud of, and hopefully today will be the start of, say, what's to come come the summertime.
A big turnaround, I suppose, after the half, but the breeze maybe played a big part in that, but also you really, I suppose, got your act together. I mean, all the points today coming from play as well, and really turned it around in that second half.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, at half time we knew that, you know, we could close the gap, and we had that belief in us. You know, we had it well drilled at half time, you know, that we still had to go out and we still had to work hard, you know. And I'm a strong believer, and I've always thought that the win never won anything. You know, the win will aid you, but it's, you have to put yourself into position in order to be able to take on those shots. And I think the girls really, especially around the middle of the field, half back line, half forward line, they worked absolutely like dogs. And I suppose that kind of gave us the platform then in order to get those scores on the board. And it's lovely to see that, you know, our scores, all our scores today came from play, because it wasn't an easy day, and it wasn't an easy day on freeze either. So that kind of meant, you know, and the chances came from play, that you kind of had to take them.
A word on Karen's goal, and obviously yourself, you scored 5 points from play, crucial in the game today, but that goal a real turning point.
Yeah, Karen, you know, everyone knows in our team what Karen can do, and if you give Karen the ball 45 yards out from goal, you know, she's going to take you on, and she's some speed in her. And the way she finished, you know, you talk about leaders and leaders on the field, that was an incredible act of heroism, if you want to call it. And that kind of leadership, you know, you want players to stand up on a wet day, an important day, to get a result. And the way Karen did that was excellent, and the way she finished it was brilliant, equally brilliant. Yeah.
International Women's Day today, for a female athlete, does that mean anything? Does that add anything to it at all?
I don't know about that. I suppose there's women all over the place are fantastic people, whether it's in business or in leadership roles. I think we do our small little part in the 2020 by looking after our young people and making sure that, you know, that they can come to days like today, and they can come and meet us and chat to us. But yeah, it's, you know, Mary Fitz in the Woodlands is great to us, and you know, that's someone that I'd probably look up to an awful lot as well, because, and when she speaks to us as a team, you know, everyone seems to heed what she says. And you know, we've role models all over the place.